Hello, my name is Sebastian Marceliano.
And I'm Winston Garza.
Today, or in this episode, or in this podcast episode, we'll be talking about procrastinating, which is one of the major topics that us students do.
It's a big issue for high school and college students. Now, why as much as they do? Why? Personally, I think it's because they get anxious, or like for school subjects, for example, they think they can't do it, so they wait until last minute. Maybe they need a sense of pressure to think they can complete the work. Another reason I'd say is
Personal reason, I'd say for me, example, I just forget about the work. Go home, not do it sometimes. And then, like, when it's the last day that it's like we get to work, like the last day that we get to work on the assignment, I start doing it that day.
that is
So
hardcore procrastination.
the next day, it's somewhat incomplete, but still complete. That's procrastination.
So, would you think that high school or college students procrastinate more?
I'd say experience right now, I've been procrastinating way too much than middle school. In middle school, I've like almost never paid attention to some of the subjects, but the subjects that I do really procrastinate on is either math or science.
Yeah, and speaking of school subjects, I think it has to do with a bias towards a certain subject. So, like, if a student doesn't really take interest in math as much as history, they're not going to put in as much of the time and effort as they would in, history. So I definitely think bias plays a part in it. What else? Maybe like the factors, like we said, the age. Does procrastination start at a younger age or at an older age? I mean, I think
Like,
that's definitely something to do a poll or something on.
yeah,
That'd be cool.
we could do that too.
We could.
Nice.
What do you think?
Yeah,
Younger or older?
I'd say like older people like start procrastinating too much because we've asked teachers and they've said that they have procrastinated before.
Oh yeah, even the teacher said that is true.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I'd love to ask people just so we can see how many, like a percentage for each group, the adults and students. But what else?
But those are one of the big issues. Like, teachers try to stop us from procrastinating, but they don't push the work on us. Or sometimes they do, and we do them, but it doesn't come out complete. But like, if we procrastinate, sometimes it comes out better than if we had like the whole time.
And actually, speaking of that, I've heard a teacher say before that, like, when students do it last minute, they think they do it good, that they were good under pressure. In reality, they don't. So that has been on my mind about the subject too. Like, do we really do it good, or do we think we do it good and we just submit what we have? I mean,
Like, for example, last year, I know a bunch of people procrastinated because I was one of those. I know Winston was one of them too.
I did.
I'm thinking that the whole junior class last year, or mostly some of them, were procrastinating. Why? Because it was online. And why? Teachers weren't there to physically push you to do the work.
Yeah,
You
that's.
just log into your online class, click it, stay there. Like 2 days later, do the work.
I mean, I agree or disagree. A lot of the teachers now, they say that they like it better this year, even with,
Virtual classes still
yeah,
on.
they prefer this over the virtual because, like, what they're here to supervise. They can manage us, and we're not there just little dots on a screen and little circles on a screen where.
Like La La Land or eating or playing video games while the computer is on and we're just listening. Watching the
Yeah.
computer at the corner of our eyes while we're eating or watching TV or playing video games.
Was a big yeah, virtual. I did have something to say about that, but we can circle back to that. Solutions. I was gonna talk about that. Solutions, like, no doubt there are students that don't procrastinate, or they do it so little compared to most of us. But like, how do they do? I mean, maybe it's just a time management, a self-discipline thing. But I'd like to talk to one of those students that really doesn't procrastinate, or does so, like, so little, and see what their methods are. Maybe they just get home and immediately start on the work.
Or maybe they finish all the work here at school and use that off chance or like little time that they have
I've seen students do that.
to do that. Yeah, I've been doing that recently. Like, I've
You
been
try.
finishing work. I've been keeping track of my work because I really do want to stop procrastinating. As I said, procrastination leads to one thing and another. You forget about the work. 2 days later, the due date's on. You're just there trying to push. People say you work good under pressure. Reality, from experience, you don't, because I've been through that already. And it's still ongoing, but we can stop it, but sometimes we can't.
Like, personally, my issue is I think about later on during the day I'm gonna get home, I'm gonna take out my laptop, my journal and everything. I'm gonna write down what I need to do, or just start on whatever homework I have to. But when I get home, what do? I don't end up doing that. I either have to work at home or clean, or man, I just go to sleep. Simple as that. So a big issue for me would be that, the self-discipline, I think. Whereas other students, they have the discipline to immediately start on it. Or like you said, they'll do it here at school. So,
but I feel like if people are doing it here at school in their off periods, it means that school is actually working. Like in the school environment, we don't procrastinate. But like once we're out of the school environment, which is like at home, we start doing that.
Yeah, and that goes back to like the virtual thing where being at home, we didn't have anybody to really supervise us. Except our parents, but I don't know how many.
Some parents were during that time, or some parents just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's either one of those.
And like that they don't care, that makes it sound so bad. But maybe what you mean is like they're just too busy with other things. Yeah. But
talk about parents, us students and children and kids, we're not the only ones who procrastinate. We've asked adults, teachers in this school. Who said that they've procrastinated?
Other than teachers, what about like administration or just parents, like in general?
Parents.
I mean, I know like personally, my parents will procrastinate with some things, not as much as I make it sound, but they do it sometimes. So that would be another good thing to look into, parents and administration especially, because I don't think they get looked at as much as teachers.
No, but I feel like administration, yeah, they'd be like underwork because it's administration. They're administrating,
constantly being pushed.
Yeah, they're constantly being pushed, they're like constantly filing reports or
I think it'd still be worth a jab it, but
still, yeah,